Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Friday, December 13th, 2019. The tarot card for today is the Five of Pentacles, and this card today comes to us from the Light Seers Tarot by artist Chrisanne Donnelly. This is a fairly new deck that just came out a couple months ago, and I absolutely love it, and I highly recommend it. Today's Five of Pentacles conjures up so much to talk about that you're going to need to bear with me, because this may be a long daily tarot card of the day. You know, this is the hard times card, okay? It's that lack. Sometimes it's financial, you know. Sometimes it's absolute poverty. Sometimes it's, you know, even spiritual. But it's what's lacking in your life that isn't there. Now, you know, if you take it in the context of all the things that we have been talking about since I began this blog, you know, we could term it PTSD, okay? Because so many of you have basically, for this last decade, which is just now coming to an end, from 2011 onward, right? You've had, you know, maybe even before, you've had this like really difficult time. And I don't think there's anybody out there that can't say that something was wrong. And you really have come so far. But I'm sure that many of you occasionally have reminders. I have so many things I want to talk about here. Let's first say the moon is in Cancer today. And let's talk about an aspect today that I can definitely relate to this card. And that is a conjunction between Venus and Pluto. Okay, right? They're both in Capricorn right now. And I gotta tell you, wherever, you know, Capricorn applies for you, first of all, is a part of it. But in just the context of these two planets, the single people out there may very well be feeling it. You know, here you are. It's a Friday the 13th, first of all. Yay. And you know, maybe you're leaving work, and you're reminded that you're alone this holiday season, okay? There's nobody significant in your life. You know, that Venus conjunct Pluto is going to exacerbate that feeling. But don't let it get to you, because it will pass. Just remember that the universe has its ways, and it does not operate the way we think. Now, there's another thing. I got a few of them here. Most of you aren't really privy to, you know, the cards that are coming up. And of course, I know what is on the agenda for, you know, a long time to come. Months and months, in fact. But let's say this. If you have been watching the video that comes out on Sunday mornings, you have seen the cards that are coming up at least through Sunday. Okay. And that brings me to a very special aspect that's coming. It's very rare. It won't occur again until October of 2028. And that is the conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus, the planet of expansion and the planet of surprise. Okay? So whatever is coming up, and it could even happen today, okay, which is why I'm bringing it up, it's like so out of the blue. All right? You know, it could be that thing that actually makes you feel that those hard times are reversed, because Jupiter is our giver of gifts and good luck. So imagine a sudden windfall. I'm not going to say that everybody out there is going to hit the lottery, but I even went and Googled it this morning, and here in the U.S. and I don't know where else, that the Powerball was worth 300 and some million. Okay, so, you know, it's like those kind of things. You never know what's going to happen, because this is such a rare and special time. I think in my weekly Astro Tarot on Patreon for this week, I mentioned specifically to certain signs that may benefit financially from this particular aspect. But however you may benefit from it, it definitely brings good luck, whether it's, you know, something that's your favorite being available to you, or something absolutely spectacular. However, when you look at it in the context of this card, it's actually like the exact opposite, right? You know, we've had a turn in the tide lately, and I want to say that it happened at the tail end of November at the new moon, Now, if you follow me on Patreon, this may make a little more sense, okay? Because this is something very special that's going on. And it's not that visible yet to the naked eye. Some of you may have noticed small changes, but these little things, they are going to lead to big things, people. So seeing this card here today that, you know, represents that, you know, poverty type of thing, it's really representing for most people the opposite, okay? That change is there, that you're overcoming it, and you're going to get past it completely. Because even those who have been through, you know, I talked about like the last 10 years, okay? They've come so far, but there's still like that one foot that's been dragging that isn't there. And that could be the people who, you know, are single and they've gotten everything in life sorted out except for a good relationship. It's like, I finally got my life right. I'd like to be with someone good, you know? Yeah. So there's a lot here. I told you I'd be talking for a while this morning. But yeah, I'm telling you, people, it is time. And I have been putting out little things on my Facebook and Instagram, you know, to let everyone know that, and if enough of you get over to Podbean and follow me, and I've got a really large number in my mind, okay, download the free app from your app store, and I will release my full moon penumbral lunar eclipse in Cancer video next month. And the eclipse is going to be on January 10th. So get yourself over to Podbean, download the app, and enjoy my tarot card of the day early every day, actually a day before. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.